Nolte, no coronavirus outbreak increase after Denmark reopens schools and daycare. By John Nolte on May 29, 2020. The world's alarmists took another hit with the news Denmark was able to reopen its schools and daycare centers without an increase in coronavirus infections. Reuters reports that after a one-month lockdown, sending children back to schools and daycare centers in Denmark, the first country in Europe to do so, did not lead to an increase in coronavirus infections. In fact, the number of infected children aged between 1 and up to 19 has declined steadily since late April. It should be added that Denmark school children pictured in the Reuters piece are not wearing masks, nor are the adults. There was what is described as a slight uptick immediately after the schools reopened. But it came too soon to be blamed on the reopening and was probably due to the increase in testing. There's more good news out of Denmark, a steady drop in daily infections. Hospital admissions and deaths since early April has led Denmark to continue its reopening, with shopping malls, bars, restaurants allowed to reopen in May. And here's more bad news for coronavirus alarmists, courtesy of no less than ABC News. ABC looked at 21 states that eased restrictions May 4th or earlier and found no major increase in hospitalizations, deaths or percent of people testing positive in any of them. Well, how about that? Regardless of all this, even if the infection rate increased in Denmark, it still makes no sense to keep children out of school. Especially now we know the coronavirus is no more lethal to those under the age of 50 than the seasonal flu. As far as teachers and staff over the age of 50, if they are concerned about infection, they can wear a mask or find a job that will allow them to work from home. There is just no valid scientific or moral reason to keep anyone under the age of 50 locked down. Most especially children who have the least to worry about with the coronavirus. They are probably in as much danger of dying in a car accident as they are from the coronavirus. Regardless, if we are not closing schools to save lives during the seasonal flu, we should no longer be shuttering our schools for the coronavirus when the risks are exactly the same for students. And let's not forget the risks that come from these lockdowns. The lack of socialization and structure, the damage that does to children. Over and over and over again, the science continues to prove that the experts we wrong about almost everything. What we appear to have here is a disease that ravages the elderly, but what did we do? We pulled kids out of school, locked up the young people who are in almost no danger, shattered 40 million of their lives by killing their jobs. And those who are truly at risk, those who live in nursing facilities? Well, Democrat governors like Andrew Cuomo of New York, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, and Phil Murphy of New Jersey had the plague poured directly into those nursing facilities. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.